Okay, quick disclaimer, this is highly edited because of grammar and other issues. Just wanted to let you know that.
Welcome back to the Reddit podcast. Today we are going to be doing a subreddit called Entitled Parents. Let's get right into it. Okay, the title of this one is Entitled Mother Tries to Sue Me After Her Son Tried to Steal My Purse. Before I start, I'm from Germany and this story took place there. And please keep in mind, because A, our laws might be slightly different, and B, English isn't my first language, and if I misspell things or my grammar is wonky, you know why. In the early 2010s, I was trying on sneakers in a shoe store downtown, with my purse lying right next to me on the floor. I am blind and deaf on my right side, because brain surgery went wrong. I am okay considering the circumstances. So I didn't even see the teenager who had snuck up, grabbed my purse, and started booking it out the store. If he hadn't have started running, I probably wouldn't have noticed him taking my bag. Without really thinking, I start running after him. And because I was wearing the new sneakers that I had him pay for from the store, a store clerk runs after me. The kid makes it about 200 yards before I catch up to him. Now, I didn't try to tackle him. I just wanted to grab him, but we both lost our balance. The poor guy tries to catch his fall with me on top of him, and I heard a sickening crunch. A textbook's Galeazzi fracture. Okay, I think that I should explain what that means. It's when the right side of both of your arms, or one, breaks about 3 inches down from your wrist. Okay, now back to the story. I instantly feel horrible for the boy and try to see what's wrong, as I used to work in an EMT. The clerk from the shoe store is standing there, staring at us, trying to figure out what just happened. Kid's clutching his arm, trying to act tough. He might have even tried to get up and start running, but there were too many people around us now, so he changed his mind. I asked for an ambulance to be called, but police show up first because it was called by the shoe store. They asked what happened. I explained. The store clerk explains. A few witnesses chipped in. The police asked if I wanted to press charges. I think he's been punished enough. About a month later, in short, I got 2 letters, one informing me that the police is looking into battering charges against me. The second is a summons for me to come to court, and I cannot believe my eyes. I have been sued by the perch snatcher's mom for damages for pain and suffering. They wanted something like 8,000 euros for the broken wrist. Luckily, I have an awesome lawyer, who is also my cousin, and we appear in court at the appointed time. While we wait for the case to be called, the kid sits on the bench, his arm in a brace, looking a bit embarrassed. Next to his lawyer stood his mother, glaring daggers at me. We get called inside, and their lawyer starts to elaborate in great detail how I threw myself on top of the kid while he was on the ground, and so caused his injury, which in turn took surgery to fix. It's hard for me to keep quiet, but I bite the inside of my cheek and hold my tongue. Once their lawyer was done, my cousin gets up, and the first thing she does is inform the judge that the injury was caused during a crime. Explaining about the purse snatching, the judge pauses, looks at the other lawyer, and asks if he is aware of this. He says yes, but it shouldn't matter because in their view, I caused the injury deliberately, and therefore the circumstances do not matter. The judge has 2 questions. Were there witnesses, and why were there no charges filed against the thief? My cousin produces statements from the witnesses, the first police report of the incident, and the documentation about the suspended investigation about whether or not I should be charged for battering. She also informs the judge that the police had followed my wish in not filing charges for the theft, and explains that I felt bad for the kid because he had suffered enough due to his injury. This is where Entitled Mother makes her first big mistake. She interrupts my cousin before she can finish and says something like, obviously, she, meaning me, was afraid she'd get in trouble for what she did to my poor child, and the police did not do their job properly. The mom's lawyer tries to shush her and apologizes to the judge, saying his client is clearly in emotional distress over the child's injury. Her poor child, he was 17, meanwhile sits in the chair behind the lawyer, an entitled mother, and looks like he's trying to disappear into the floor. The judge, in an unusual move for German court, asks the kid directly if he thinks that I injured him on purpose. He shrugs right there. Entitled mom makes mistake number two, saying that fat cow threw herself onto my poor child when he was laying on the street. She should be locked up. Now, in Germany, you can't say rude things like fat cow to someone, even if they are true. Especially not in court. My cousin turns around to me and silently mouths, "Wow." There is even a murmur of reaction from three or so people sitting in the back of the court. Many court proceedings are open to the public in Germany. The judge looks at entitled mother, who again is being shushed by her lawyer. Not quite as gently this time. The judge looks at the mom's lawyer and asks, "Do you want to proceed with this nonsense?" Before the lawyer can say no, it would have made the court costs a lot cheaper, I think. Entitled mother says yes. Judge nods and declares the sentence dismissed, orders all costs, court and both lawyers are to be paid by the claimer, and then turns to me and asks if I want to file charges for lying. My cousin nods enthusiastically, so I say yes. The judge announces she'd speed things up and asks the mom's lawyer if he'll be representing entitled mother. He nods. Entitled mother seems to have lost the plot and keeps asking him what's going on. Before their lawyer can even explain to her what's going on or what's about to happen, the judge makes it official and awards me 150 euros in damages, and again decides that all costs and lawyer costs should be carried by entitled mother. The favorite thing about this is my lawyer is my cousin, and she wouldn't have charged me more than absolutely necessary. She's also working in a prestigious law firm with four partners who've raked up a combined six PhDs, which is not cheap. I don't remember the exact amount the entitled mother getting billed with, but it was a good chunk of money. Thanks for reading. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Reddit podcast. This is my first episode, so thank you for even listening to the end, or if you did skip, please watch the rest. It was a good episode. I just want to thank you for listening, and hope you watch more. A lot of production value went into this, I'm not gonna lie. It took me a few days to make this. But anyways, thank you for watching, and goodbye. 5-star would also be appreciated on whatever platform you are listening on. Thank you, and bye.